It's about time for Christopher Meyer. I was just getting ready to tell him about your company.
My name is Christopher, and thanks, Chris, for introducing me. And so my goal over the last two and a half years has been to explore three-dimensional tactile graphics, especially for the blind community. And I've been working with a team of really talented designers and engineers, and we've been developing a few different projects. When we first got started, we had no clue what we were doing. We probably have a little bit more clue of what we are doing and a lot more of a clue of what we still have to learn. So basically, the company that I've started now last year is called Tactio, T-A-C-T-I-O, and we are looking to be one of the first companies to push three-dimensional tactile graphics for wayfinding into as many public spaces as possible for the blind community. We've already done a few prototype projects for cultural institutions here in Indianapolis. We started with the Transit Center in 2016 now, and that was a very basic idea. We've since done some small examples, and now we are finishing up a much larger project for the Indianapolis International Airport. I've been back and forth, so I hope I didn't miss anything over the last hour, because we've been actually been running a focus group in the two rooms over. So getting a lot of feedback from blind people. Basically, I just want to introduce myself and let you know that this company is meant for you guys, and I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think that blind people had capacity and that they have a huge amount of skills to get around in the first place. I think that there's a lot of assistive tech companies that market themselves as being essentially a godsend, and I hope that we can change that narrative. One thing that I want you guys to know is that we're going to have a small table set up over by outside, and we're going to be collecting, it should be by Barcelona D, we're going to be starting a newsletter pretty soon for the company so that you guys can hear about our work. And so if you want to come over, we would love to get your contact info. You can reach out to us at support@tactioaccess.com. TACTIOACCESS.com. I don't have any more time, and would love to connect with some of you. And
let me ask you a few questions.
Is that Dr. Maurer?
It is. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Do you want the mic?
Sure.
I mean, I'm up next anyway, so the only time I'm taking is my own. What do you do in your company? That's my first question.
What I specifically do?
No, I mean, what does a company do? You say you're working on three-dimensional travel aids. What do you do to develop a three-dimensional travel aid? What is it? Where do you get it? How do I find it? Things like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, so good question. The company uses 3D printing, and a lot of people have seen examples of 3D printing by now. Some of you may not have. Over in Barcelona D, after the 4 p.m. session, we'll have some samples over there. What we do is create 3D printed floor layouts and maps, whether that's indoor spaces or outdoor spaces. It's basically meant to help you with the mental mapping that you already use all the time. We design those maps for the facility, and we educate them in blind people's capacity for travel using mental mapping, and then we make those available at places like the guest services of the Indianapolis airports of the world. So we actually have our first major prototype there. Here's your next question, I think.
So let's share this mic here for a minute. What technology do you use to do this? Is this thermoform, or what is the what's the technique you use to get 3D?
Yeah, so we're using traditionally FDM, which is called fused deposition modeling. 3D printing gets a lot of words, basically extruding plastic. We don't use thermoform. We don't use swell microdot. We think that the better technology in the long term is going to be more three-dimensional graphics, because you can fit a lot more information in there. It's a lot more data rich, and what we're hoping to find, and we want to be told we're wrong if we are wrong, is that graphics that rise up off the page have a lot more information and therefore are a lot more powerful of a resource for a blind person.
Okay, and what this means is that you drop hot plastic on the paper and it congeals, and you build up your model that way. And did you develop the printer, or did you get somebody else's?
So we did not develop the printers. The printers have been around since the early 2010s, but we've customized how to 3D print Braille and how to clean up the end product. A lot of 3D printing, like I said, is known to be pretty dirty and inconsistent, but we're doing it in ways that other people haven't, which is to get a lot cleaner, smoother end product using different textures and different types of plastic. So that's novel.
So I acquired some of these printers about 20 years ago, or not quite that, I guess. And they were about 15, 16 feet long, and they cost about $20,000. I imagine you're not using those. I think those might be obsolete. What are you using?
We're using mostly flash forges, and we're using a couple others like the there's different manufacturing processes besides FDM. We're also using SLA and sintered nylon. I guess you're probably asking to some extent too, like, are these machines affordable? We're using $3,000 to $4,000 machines. We're getting to a point where if the maps can be designed, a blind person is going to be able to buy a printer for a couple hundred, $200, $300, $400 and do the printing themselves. So that's also an exciting direction, but not a lot of people have that kind of expertise yet. So that might be a couple more years out.
So lots of people take an image off the internet. They find one, they like it, they download it, then they run it through a printer. And very often what happens is that the printer runs it out in ways that are interestingly beautiful for the sighted to look at, but it's confusing and obnoxious to the blind. What do you do in the interim? Do you just gather information, or how do you go about clarifying the images?
So you're saying, how do you clean up the data, essentially?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 3D design itself is almost completely inaccessible right now for the blind community. There are there's a lot of work that needs to be done there. There's OpenSCAD, for example, that is a scripting language, so you can do some basic work there. Also, I was at the NFB's Tactile Graphics Symposium. I just woke up at 2:30 a.m. this morning to fly back from that. Sorry, that's why I might sound a little tired, exhausted. So basically what we're looking at are combining technologies. For example, the APH's graffiti board, we were using that to look at a screen of a CAD model, which is actually a computer file, a 3D image of the object. And we're all trying to figure out how can we get to a point where blind people develop their own 3D images. That's still the challenge. And so what we have to do is actually physically print out the thing, sit down as a design team, and have the blind people give that feedback, and then go through the process. So it's not where it needs to be, I admit. And by the way, I am the product designer and the manager of this project, of this company, and I would not be the person to ask a lot more technical questions, but generally speaking, I can try to keep answering as many as you want to.
You're lucky, Stiff. I was going to go to that symposium, and I was asked, please, to come to the convention of the NFB of Indiana. And so I came to the NFB of Indiana convention instead of going to the tactile graphics thing, which I helped to put together. And so you got the chance to go, and I did not. But I got to ask you all the questions that I would have asked you had you been there, and I'd been there. So anyway, I think this is great.